she was a real happy, mischievous little girl, into everything, really bright. I don't think I ever remembered her crying. She loved getting into mischief, loved sort of exploring, and just looking for bugs in the garden and painting and things like that. So just really, really into everything.
And what happened on the evening of the accident when you found her?
Prior to that, I'd say Emily and her brother went to bed at a similar time. I read Emily a story about 6:15. I come downstairs, sit on the sofa watching TV, heard a noise from her brother's room. Went up there to sort of tell him to keep the noise down because he was misbehaving. And then while I was up there, I checked on Emily. That's when I noticed she was entangled in the blinds. It looked like she was looking out the window. I told her to get down. I saw that the blinds were caught and she was like grey and there was no signs of life. So I got her down. I shouted to my wife to phone for an ambulance and go and get my brother-in-law, who lives opposite, to come and help me. I walked downstairs. I started CPR. Must have only been doing it for about a minute when, say, Dave arrived. He took over from me. I went outside to sort of help my wife phone the ambulance. And then once they arrived, I sort of pretty much broke down. I don't really remember too much after that, apart from someone coming outside and saying they'd found a pulse and we're taking her to hospital now.
And for the next few months, Emily was in hospital?
Yeah, she was in Addenbrookes for all that time, barring 2 weeks when she went to the Children's Trust in Tadworth in Surrey, which is a centre for children with acquired brain injury. And she had to get some rehabilitation, but she got an infection in her gastrostomy, which caused them to discharge her. So we brought her back to Addenbrookes to sort of get that sorted. She was sort of making some nice progress, particularly the last day. I think it's probably the best day she's had, and a really, really good day. I mean, it was the day the schools were on strike, so me and my son, we went down to the hospital, and we spent the day sort of painting and making Christmas cards, and so a really, really good day with her, and she was doing really well. And so we got the phone call about sort of 6:15 in the morning. Can we go into the hospital?
As a parent, how do you even start to come to terms with such a tragic accident?
You don't really, don't you? Just, as I say, time's a good healer, but we're lucky. I think we've got a son. But it also is quite hard because our family's only 3 now rather than it was 4. So little things like that, you notice the hole then. You notice that Emily's not with us for things that she might be enjoying doing, like trip to the park or things.
You've decided to get involved with the Safe Blind campaign. What made you want to support it?
It was something I wanted to do anyway, after Emily had her accident. Another little boy died about a month ago, and the police got in touch with me asking for my opinions and advice just on how we'd been through it and any ideas we had for the campaign. And it's just sort of snowballed from there.
And from your experience now, what advice would you give to other parents?
Just to take just simple, easy steps and precautions, and just to make your blinds safe. I mean, blinds in themselves aren't dangerous. I mean, even if it's just positioning furniture or buying these little plastic cleats to attach to them, just simple, easy things, and it'll stop other people going through what we've been through.
And how are you and your wife coping now?
We're doing okay. I mean, as I said before, it's easier because we've got another child. I mean, I don't know if we'd want to get out of bed if we hadn't got any more children, but it is hard, and every day is another little step, but we're doing okay.